Welcome to the Recovering Nice Guy Podcast. This is the place for nice guys who are ready to kick the habit of people-pleasing and ditch those self-sabotaging behaviors for good. Now, here's your host, me, Chuck Chapman. Nice guys often fail because of a very simple mistake, and I've seen it in every nice guy I've ever worked with. Everyone makes it. There's a good chance if you're trying to recover from the nice guy syndrome, you're making it too. I made it, and I'm going to tell you what it is. But before I do, do me a solid. Hit the subscribe and boop the like button. Yes, I said boop, because when you say boop, apparently it makes a little button flash. It only takes a second, and it's really helpful for other recovering nice guys to be able to find this information. Okay, get to the point, Chuck. What's the mistake every nice guy does in trying to recover from the nice guy syndrome? You're trying to not be a nice guy. And when you're trying to not be a nice guy, you're focusing on the wrong thing. And I get it. You don't want to be a nice guy anymore. You're thinking about all the things that you've done as a nice guy, and you've decided that you're just not going to do those things anymore. And if you're like me, when I first read No More Mr. Nice Guy, it was like a wake-up call. I remember reading through the pages, and it was as if Dr. Glover was writing my life story. Suddenly, a whole new world was opening up. It was almost like I was sleepwalking before I read this book. And I saw in its reflections, in each chapter, the agonizing reality of how I was going through much, much of my life with a lot of limitations in myself that were holding me back. So I decided I wasn't going to be a nice guy anymore. Now, one of the key components in the book is that nice guys have a flawed paradigm for viewing the world. We believe this, that if we do everything perfectly in our lives and meet everyone else's needs without them asking, they will meet my needs without me asking, and I will have a problem-free, smooth life. Now here's the problem. Life is never going to be problem-free and smooth. What I did was I thought, okay, what I'll do is I'll do nice guy recovery perfectly. I'll stop being a nice guy, and then my life is going to be problem-free and smooth. I decided that I was just going to move from one extreme to the other. I began to set really extreme boundaries. I demanded that others respect my decisions, and if they didn't, I would cut them out of my life. I made my needs a priority, not just in that they came first, but everyone else's priorities didn't matter. I simply traded one flawed paradigm for another. And guess what? It didn't work. Instead of my life becoming problem-free and smooth, it became even more difficult and painful. It's because I was focusing on the wrong thing. I was trying to not be a nice guy. And when you focus on trying to not be a nice guy, you're attempting to force reality to conform to your version of what we think everyone else should do. And the problem with this is we're doing what we did as a nice guy. We're still focusing on everyone else's behaviors. I've seen this happen over and over again with the men that I work with. They'll ask themselves this question, is this nice guy behavior? Or they'll ask me the question, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, but I'm worried it might be nice guy behavior. Instead, the question we really want to be asking ourselves is, what would an integrated man do? Or how would an integrated man show up in this situation? Now, I've come to realize this. Life is never going to be problem-free and smooth. So instead of focusing on not being a nice guy, we instead focus on becoming an integrated man. When we focus on becoming an integrated man, what we gain are the tools necessary to deal with life's difficulties and problems. We can navigate through them more efficiently and effectively. Dr. Robert Glover talks about the essential qualities of an integrated man in the early part of No More Mr. Nice Guy. I think it's on page 19 and 20. He says that an integrated man possesses many of the following qualities. Number one, he has a strong sense of self, and he likes himself just as he is. I've come to embrace this. Not everybody is going to like me, but I have a strong sense of self. And that's perfectly okay, because truth be told, I don't actually like some other people. So I don't have to find universal approval from others. Instead, the important thing is that as an integrated man, I like and accept myself. Because if I can't like and accept myself, how the hell am I going to like and accept others? Number two is he takes responsibility for his own needs. Now, I recently felt myself burning out. The old version of me would have just pushed through until I collapsed. Instead, what I did was I decided I needed to take a break because what an integrated man would do would be to recognize he takes care of himself first. I turned off all the gadgets. I took some time away from the computer and I spent some time in nature. I meditated, I recharged, and I reflected until my cup was full because an integrated man takes responsibility for his own needs. An integrated man is comfortable with his masculinity and sexuality. This is really key and important because so many guys that I've worked with have struggled with sexual shame and have struggled with their own identity in the masculine. Now, part of this is society, part of this is culture. You know, we talk about toxic masculinity, and oftentimes the message we hear as men growing up is that being a man or being masculine is toxic and bad, and that wanting sex is also bad. But the deal is that sex is natural. It's in your DNA. So rather than apologizing for it, we need partners who are not going to sexual shame us due to their own sexual wounds and find partners who have also worked on healing their own sexual shame. You don't have to accept someone shaming you around your masculinity or your sexuality. The next one is that an integrated man has integrity. He does what is right, not what is expedient. Integrity to me is fundamentally an act of love. Loving yourself enough to be truthful, which in turn gives you the capacity to truly love others. Whenever I face a tough decision, I'm going to ask myself, what's required of me here in terms of my integrity? I might need to practice courage or kindness or wisdom or self-control because these virtues are part of my own personal code. It's something I discuss extensively in my book, Finding Your Way Without Losing Yourself, The Path of Integrity. And if you haven't read it yet, I'll put a link down in the description. But I highly recommend coming up with a personal code of integrity so that you know how to act in any given situation. The next one on the list is that an integrated man can be nurturing and giving without caretaking or problem solving. Now, I laugh a little bit at that because as men, it is our instinct to give advice and to problem solve. But I've realized that when I give advice or solutions to other people, generally what happens is they don't take it anyway. So instead, what you want to be able to do is practice just reflecting. When someone shares a problem with you, instead of offering a solution, I might say, that sounds like it's really important to you. Just simply mirroring back to people can help them hear their own words. And oftentimes, this is just enough for them to discover for themselves what they need to do. Another one on the list is the integrated man knows how to set boundaries and he's not afraid to work through conflict. Setting boundaries is a crucial step, especially when it comes to other people who continuously drain you and demand too much. As someone who used to fear setting boundaries because I wanted to be liked, I now see it differently. I see setting a boundary with people as an act of love. It's okay for me to simply say, no, thank you. I'm not able to do that right now. And when you maintain healthy boundaries, it helps you maintain well-being in yourself. The next one is the integrated man doesn't strive to be perfect or to gain approval of others. Instead, he accepts himself just as he is, warts and all. The integrated man is perfectly imperfect. Again, self-love, self-acceptance. I believe these two things are one and the same. You cannot love others and accept others without loving and accepting yourself. To the extent in which you love and accept yourself is to the extent in which you can love and accept others. Now, one more thing that's not on the list, but I believe is important for becoming an integrated man. I borrowed this from the 12-step program. It's this, that an integrated man accepts life on life's terms. We understand that life is inherently filled with challenges and problems, so it's unrealistic to expect a problem-free, smooth existence. Now, I know when I accept life as it unfolds, it brings me peace and serenity instead of arguing with reality, which only leads to suffering. I catch myself when I say, well, it should be this way, or that's not fair. And I just remind myself that I'm fighting with reality and I'm not accepting life on life's terms. Instead, I'm just willing to let life unfold in the way that it's supposed to. It's my job to just show up and do my best. Now, when we focus on developing these aspects of the integrated man, what happens is we now, like I said, possess the tools to handle whatever life throws at us. This awareness is what sets the integrated man apart from the nice guy. So what I've done to help you reinforce these concepts is came up with a little infographic on these key concepts of the integrated man. And I'll put a link down in the description where you can download it, print it out. And I would highly suggest put it in some place that you can view, because if you view these things every day, if you focus on becoming an integrated man and having these qualities in your life, what's going to happen is the byproduct is going to be that your nice guy behavior is simply going to vanish. Again, if you like this video, please drop me a message, share it with a friend, or boop the like button and subscribe. Or if you're listening to this on one of your favorite podcast platforms, do me a favor and share it with others or like it. I appreciate your support in getting this message out there. You don't have to settle for being a nice guy. Instead, focus on becoming an integrated man. Also, check out a video I did a little while back on overcoming rejection, the key to personal growth revealed. Thanks, and I'll see you next time on The Recovery Nice Guy.
You've been listening to the Nice Guy Recovery Podcast with your host, Chuck Chapman. If you're looking to take your Nice Guy Recovery deeper, be sure to check out www.chuckchapman.com to find out how you and I can squash your nice guy behaviors once and for all.